I'm Nicole.
I'm Marlena.
And we are your failure ambassadors.
Hello, everyone. Like always, welcome back to the podcast. It feels like a long week, but it's only Tuesday. Isn't that right, Nicole?
Yeah, it feels like a long week. And I've only been to class once.
What's that like?
A little rough. Today was a little rough, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I think it's because it was a holiday weekend.
Yeah, it was Easter weekend. And that was full of fun events.
Yeah, we get no extra time off.
Well, we go to a private school.
Yeah, so it's just jumping right back into it.
Exactly.
So what are we talking about today, Nicole? What are we talking about today?
We are talking about travel fails. Eventually.
Yay! Isn't that so exciting?
For you, you have more travel fails than me.
They all happened in the short span of 1 month. Isn't that so nice?
So nice. It gives me such hope for my trip to Dublin this summer.
I know you're already a little nervous about going to Dublin, but to make it even better, guess what time it is?
Failure fact time.
Woo! Did you know that in 2021, just over 103,000 flights from major U.S. air carriers were canceled? And that mad dash scramble after your flight's canceled? A fail. Thank you for listening to my failure fact.
Thanks for that, Marlena. It was really needed, you know? It's not like I've got enough anxieties on my own about this trip.
You're welcome. Anything I can do to help.
You got a weekly fail, too?
You know I have a weekly fail. You were there for it. If you don't know, weekend was Easter. Nicole lives in Maryland, which is like 4 to 6 hours away from here, no?
Like 4.5, 5. Yeah, it depends on like the amount of stops taken.
Yeah. So her folks weren't going to be driving up just for the weekend because you just saw them for a wedding.
Yeah, we had spring break. They brought me back. And then that weekend that they
They brought you back for spring break, and then the next weekend was a family wedding, so they came up and got you again.
Right, and then, almost 1 week went by, and then it was time for Easter, so.
So I got to drag her along to my family events, which was fun, except for the fact that I convinced her to come to my family Easter, which is no small feat.
I was not convinced. I was more like already counted, if that makes sense. No. Better word for it. I was spoken for.
Yep, indeed you were. But not by me, by my mom.
Right. Like, I was most likely going to come. I didn't want to feel like I was imposing. And I know your family's always like, you're not imposing. You're welcome anytime. I don't know. It still feels like a family affair, you know what I mean?
Well, of course. But yeah, I had spoken to my mom and I had been like, yeah, I think Nicole might come. And then they asked for a head count. And my mom said, well, there will be three. Myself, Marlena, and Nicole. And thus you were included. So I dragged you home for this family Easter.
Year two.
Yeah, second year in a row. How fun. We get to dinner. We have dinner with my one aunt, my mom, and my grandparents. And then as we're leaving dinner, I think we're heading out the door. And my mom says, we're going to be having Easter at your grandma's house now. And I said, what? Because we were supposed to have it at my other aunt's house. And she was like, nope, it's going to be at your gram's now. Turns out some family stuff went down, little miscommunication, maybe some sidesteps. And so my aunt had canceled having Easter dinner at her house and then moved it to my gram's. And I felt really bad because I had dragged Nicole along for this.
I'm not going to lie, it was a little awkward in the sense that it was a lot of back and forth family drama, and I was like, I feel like I'm looking behind the curtain, you know what I mean? And I was like, I think the curtain should be closed for me.
Yeah, so that was really fun. Definitely a fail. Just because I felt like...
That's not what you invited me for.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I invited you for this family dinner that we did last year, so you were somewhat familiar with it. And then plot twist, the whole thing changed.
It was still nice.
Okay, good. I was hoping you'd say that. How about you, Nicole? Do you have a weekly fail up your sleeve?
Always.
Oh, I know what this one is, guys. And thank goodness it wasn't a real fail.
Yeah. This week's weekly fail was an almost fail, and it was almost really, really bad. So Marlena wanted not only to drag me to Easter, but also wanted to drag me to this, like, market type deal, which I don't think is a market. I think it's, like, a bunch of restaurants put together.
That is a market. What does that even mean?
Well, like, when I think of a market, I think of, like, like a farmer's market.
It is a farmer's market.
Right. But I would say about 85-90% of that whole place was just like food.
Yep. It's still a farmer's market.
All right. Whatever. So the fail occurred when we were trying to go into the market. You had to walk down these stairs, and they were concrete stairs. So the parking lot and the stairs are at two different levels. And I didn't realize that. And it's not that it was a step down when you were going onto the stairs. It was a step up, even though you're going downstairs. So I have a tendency to not lift my feet high enough when I walk, that I like scuff my shoes. And that really played a part in me almost falling down these cement stairs. And the thing was that Marlena was in front of me, and I almost fell down. I tripped down two of them, and then I grabbed onto the railing and I balanced myself out. But those two steps, I thought I was gonna die.
I can feel it, the realization that we could be dead flashing before my eyes, because it was a pretty steep incline. Concrete all the way, and all I know is I heard, oh crap, and I turned around and she's holding onto the railings, and I'm like, oh my gosh, if you would have fallen, you would have taken me down with you, and it would have been pretty brutal.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. My heart was racing for about 5 minutes after. It was really bad, and I managed to like trip on my way out too when we were going up the stairs to exit. I don't know why I wasn't thinking, but I didn't remember like it was going to be a step down this time. I thought it was, I don't know why, but my brain was like, step up. And I went up, and when I came down, it was farther down than I thought, and I tripped that way too.
Yeah, we could have died going into that farmer's market, but at least I got my chicken tacos, which is the reason I drug you there in the first place. And we didn't die. Thank God. It was an almost fail.
Yeah, really. I would have flattened you like a pancake.
Yeah, it would have been really scary. Just because you would have fallen on top of me. We probably would have broken some bones.
You wouldn't have been able to catch me.
I wasn't even looking behind me or paying attention. And they were pretty narrow, so I was balancing myself.
Yeah, and Marlena has like the worst reflexes ever. So even if she was, like, strong enough to catch me?
Yeah, my reflexes are just very slow, I would say. So thank goodness you didn't fall.
Woo!
But definitely enough of an almost fail to, like, give us a mini heart attack.
Yeah, even though you didn't really understand what was happening in the moment.
When I heard the, oh, crap, I think I, like, paused and turned around and my heart rate picked up. I was like, what's going on? What's happening?
So yeah, this weekend was eventful for failures.
It really was. Between the family, all the things I wanted to do, all I wanted was chicken tacos.
And you got them. Chill.
I did, and they were really good. Shout out to them. Are you ready to move into this week's topic?
But of course. Well, I mean, Marlena, you have a lot of travel fails. You travel a lot.
I do. I do a fair amount of traveling because I travel with both my mom and dad. So lots of traveling, which does leave room for more failures. But I'm thinking of one in particular in Ireland. Something you can look forward to. Hopefully this doesn't happen to you. But we had gotten into Ireland and we were in Dublin on our second day there. And for some weird reason, my dad has this thing with lighthouses. He just really likes to go see lighthouses and visit them.
They're pretty.
Okay. Sure. Use that logic. So,
I don't know. I see it. It's a tourist destination.
Usually, yes. But this one in Dublin, I don't think it was. But my dad has seen like a bunch up and down like the East Coast of the United States, so he's really into them. So it said that there was this lighthouse. It said it was like 20, 30 minutes away from our hotel. We had some time before our like tour started that day. And so we were like, sure, let's get a taxi out to this lighthouse and go see it for a little bit. And so the hotel calls us at like a cab. We get in the cab. Neither one of us has cell service at this point. Like, we are not on an international plan.
Oh, you didn't buy a SIM card?
No, we didn't.
Well, I guess because you're with each other. Yeah.
Right. So like normally anytime we would need something, like it would be fine. And we also, we have Verizon. So we have like, if we needed it, we could do like a travel pass kind of thing. But neither one of us came prepared with that. So we get out to this lighthouse. We're like, well, it's in the middle of nowhere. You have to drive through like a sanitation plant to get there. So we're there. The taxi driver says he'll wait for us like a certain amount of time, as long as we pay him extra. My dad's like, cool, that works. Totally fine. And then we start walking out to this lighthouse. We get out, we take our pictures. It is pretty nice. It's like on a seawall.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. They're pretty.
Yeah, nice experience until we come back and realize that there is no taxi driver in sight. And likely not another one coming. We had gotten the taxi driver's phone number, so we called. He didn't answer. At this point, we've spent, like, my $10 on the travel pass. We're trying to call the hotel, but we don't have any service to find the numbers. And we're like, we have maybe 2 hours at max before we have to be back to the hotel because our tour is leaving, the bus is leaving Dublin, and the panic starts to set in because there's nobody else around, basically.
You know, this is making me feel great about my upcoming trip, because at least you had your dad. I'm going to have no one.
Yeah, but my dad's the one that got us into the crazy situation to start with, so you'll just have to be smarter. So after, you know, 20 minutes of panicking, kind of freaking out, this older woman comes along, and she's walking her dog, and we, like, talk to her, and we ask her, like, who should we call, who can, like, help us get back to the hotel. And she was so sweet. She offered to drive us back. So we walked probably like a mile or two with her and her dog because they had walked out from this beach. So we hiked back through like the sanitation plant along the beach, got in this stranger's car, and she gave us a nice little tour of Dublin and dropped us back off at the hotel. But it could have been a really bad fail.
You could have been murdered.
Yeah, we were stranded in Dublin. At a lighthouse. How nice. How about you, Nicole? What's your travel fail?
Unlike Marlena, I haven't done that much traveling in my life, but I do have this one that comes to mind.
Tell us more.
So I went to Puerto Rico with the women's basketball team here at Susquehanna. And
how fun, you and your matching track suits.
Only the managers were matching.
And the rest of the team was matching, no?
Yeah, but they weren't matching us.
Oh, because that makes it so much better.
Well, the managers were in gray tracksuits, while the team was in these, like, dark, burnt red, maroonish type tracksuits. So from head to toe, we were either gray or we were red.
That's so funny. I would have just loved to have been in the airport to see that.
Anyways, so, like, the fail isn't...
It's not the tracksuits, although that could be considered a fashion fail. What is the fail, Nicole?
It is this activity that we did while in Puerto Rico. I'm sure it was fun for some of them.
Good to give them credit for that.
Like, the coach definitely wanted to do this, like, activity with the team as a team bonding type deal. It was, like, glow-in-the-dark kayaking. So it was at night, and then the kayak had lights on the bottom. So you could, like, see the minnows and everything floating around. We had to do it in partners, and...
You about to throw a dig at your partner?
No.
Okay.
So I am a smaller person, right? I'm 5'1". I don't think I'm that big.
No, you're a tiny human.
And normally when you're on a boat, I think like this, or like a, not a boat, but like a kayak type canoe deal.
I wouldn't know, but yes.
You don't put the smaller person.
Were you in the back?
In the back.
That's funny.
In these two-seater kayaks. And I was put in the back as, like, the anchor.
They just thought you had enough muscle, Nicole.
Right. But you need to remember, I was paired up with a collegiate basketball player.
Yeah, what's the average height of a collegiate basketball player?
Like
5'10 and above.
Right.
We're talking almost a whole foot difference here, folks.
Right. And my partner, at the time being teased about, like, the minnows, like, they were freaking her out.
Aw, that's sad.
Right. But someone was like, oh my gosh, it flew into your kayak. And...
Oh gosh.
Like I said, I don't have the body to be the anchor. And when she was scared that it was in our kayak, we rocked back and forth for a while. And I was getting a little scared. We were tipping over. That, like, I yelled her name. And nothing happened, obviously. We didn't fall in. But then,
you mean you didn't go swimming with the minnows?
No, I can't say that we did. But our instructor did yell at us, like, hardcore. And then after that, we didn't get a picture in the kayak. After all of that, because she had just gotten yelled at.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, if I do say so.
Right. So, like, it wasn't her fault. It was just the whole situation was not ideal from, like, the get-go.
Sounds like a fail to me.
But, like, the water was really pretty. It was pretty cool to do it, like, in a clear type kayak.
Not the Atlantic Ocean?
We were in a lagoon.
How nice. I'm sorry. I'm just wrapping my head around the whole situation. The 5'1 girl in the back of the kayak, the 5'10 girl freaking out. All because of a minnow.
Yeah.
You made it back from Puerto Rico alive.
Your next fail?
I just get so worked up about my next topic. Because if you don't know, Susquehanna University is well known for its travel abroad program.
It's required travel abroad program.
Yep, the GO program, where it is required that you either study abroad long term, so like for a whole semester. You can go your own way.
That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm going to Dublin this summer.
Yeah, so you can do like an internship or volunteer. And then they also offer a GO short program, which is like 2 to 3 weeks traveling abroad during the summer or winter breaks. And so I, fortunately, got to travel abroad in the summer. However, I had a previously scheduled trip to Ireland. So it cut out a lot of the opportunities for different GO programs for me because of the dates.
Because you have to do it before you graduate. So most people do it in between their junior and senior year, like that summer.
So I originally applied to go to New Zealand, but at the time there were still a lot of COVID restrictions, so they canceled our New Zealand trip and they added an additional trip to Iceland. And so I decided that I would be going to Iceland because one of the professors that normally accompanies the trip, he's an anthropology professor, and I really enjoy his classes, so I was like, you know what, it'll be fine.
It was not.
It was not fine. So the professor who I knew going on the trip actually was not going on the second trip due to a scheduling conflict, which is totally understandable, very fine. And so we ended up going with one professor. His wife was there for a portion of the time. And then for the other portion, we had our, like, Icelandic host. She's a very nice woman, but her philosophy is that she travels like how she cooks. So there's no recipe. And if you know me, I'm a little type A.
A little. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little type A. So that kind of philosophy
doesn't fly with Marlena.
It made me so anxious the whole trip. So it was just not enjoyable in that portion. But let's get to the real fail. I mean, we can count the whole trip as a fail. When we stayed at our one hostel in northern Iceland, where it was snowing, sleeting,
hailing. Wait, really?
Yes. It was like 32 degrees outside Fahrenheit. We lost hot water. They had no hot water, only cold water. So I was taking cold showers. I was ill at this point, and I was frustrated, to say the least, because we were spending 12 to 14 hour days on a little jam-packed 16 person bus, completely full, taking these long hikes in the cold. I was ill. I had broken a fever at one point, and my only option was to take a freezing cold, frigid shower
and eat fish.
Yeah, and I hate seafood. Iceland was not for me. It was a beautiful country. I think it could have been very fun and exciting.
If you had a friend.
If I had a friend, my own scheduling, my own car, any of those options. So all in all, the Go Short program just was not for me. And that was only a tidbit fail.
Yeah, Marlena could go on for hours and hours and hours about this trip.
It slowly has become the bane of my existence.
I think that's just a tad dramatic, don't you?
Perhaps I'll think that in the future, but right now it feels very fresh, and it's been a year. I want to say that I really do see some of the appeal in the Go program. And I absolutely think there is value in traveling abroad. I'm just not a huge fan of how it all works out sometimes. And that's okay, because there were people on my Go trip that really loved the experience and would absolutely do it again in a heartbeat. And I said, you'd have to take all my organs before you let me do that.
Whoa.
Yep. And it's okay. I think most people knew how I felt about my Go experience.
Yeah, and if they didn't, they
sure knew when I stood up during my presentation and said, I did not love it. Click. I titled my end of the year presentation An Unnecessary Adventure.
You got some pretty cool pictures.
Yeah, I did. Was that worth it? I don't know about that. Because there was also, you know, there was the food fails there.
Right. Like this podcast could probably remake all of its episodes based on this one trip.
Yeah, because we were there for 3 weeks. There's that. There's the airport fails. The bus fails. The hiking fails.
Right. So what Marlena's trying to say is that if you want another episode of Iceland fails, she is more than ready to share and complain.
Absolutely. It was filled with many experiences. And at least I got some good pictures.
I can't believe you just said that. You literally just made fun of the fact that I said that.
I know, but I'm thinking in hindsight now. If you want to hear more about Iceland, let us know on Instagram. Don't hit us up on the gram. Whatever, I got caught out for that. Let us know on Instagram.
It gave me the ick, okay?
Whatever. It gave everybody that listened to it the ick, except for maybe like my mom who didn't understand what that meant. Love you, Mom. Thank you all for listening. But thank you for listening. If you've listened this far, we're halfway through the episode list. More than halfway now. Four more to go. And so just like that, you never see it coming until it's too late.
Da, da, da.
Listen to us next week to hear all about our time fails.